From the sky to the ground, the Environmental Law and Policy Center and the Habitat Education Center explore the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. They say the forest is one of the top 10 most endangered national forests. ELPC's Executive Director Howard Lerner.
The Forest Service is proposing too much logging and too many timber sales, too fast, and in too many of the wrong places.
The Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest covers about 1.5 million acres in northern Wisconsin. Habitat Education Center's resource ecologist Dave Zaber has many experiences by plane and on foot exploring the forest.
There, that's the Marengo River. Look at the erosion you're seeing, that red soil, that's what goes into Lake Superior. You can see the forest right next to it that's intact. That forest will be affected by problems that occur in the logging area.
Zaber says it isn't only logging disrupting the forest, but it's also trails, roads, and dust. Shawamigan-Nicolet Forest Supervisor Jeannie Higgins says the U.S. Forest Service understands the concerns, but says the logging that is done in the national forest is intended to meet the objectives.
Our forest plan is set up to provide habitat for wildlife species, essential forest products for the communities to contribute to social and economic well-being. Our biologists believe that our practice are very consistent with meeting those objectives.
Even so, the environmental groups say they'll continue their fight for limited logging in national forests. In Ashland, Vanessa Feltes, Wisconsin Public Radio.